Blog Talk Radio.
Beloved, this is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. We are so thankful that we can join this evening to give praise and to honor God. You know, tonight is our Health Reform Thursday, and the Lord said in His Word, where two or three gather together, doing the things concerning His will, He's in the midst. So we are going to open, my dear beloved, with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you this moment. As you have created us in the image and likeness of you, we are here to give you thanks and to appreciate all that you have done for us. As we gather here today tonight at the welcome table, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us so that we can give you all the praise and also enjoy your words that you have given unto us. We just want to thank you again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, we are here. And you know what? The angels are with us. So I just welcome you once more to Advent Health Thursday. And we know that God had a message for us tonight. And we want to thank Sister Carla for what she has done, my dear beloved, by writing these things to us, these, you know, to remind us, Lord, what God says, how we should treat our body. But before we read about these quotes, We are going to read the Word of God, what God said in His Word in Genesis 1:29, and I'm going to open the line. Ask my dear beloved sister if you could read Genesis 1:29-30. 518-482, your line is open.
Okay, thank you, Sister Paula.
Just a few of us on the line, but my dear,
yes.
We're going to hear.
Okay. And God said, I read, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. Yes, and God saw that everything that He made, and behold, it was very good. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading the provision for our food that God gave us. He said, and God said, behold, right? I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it was for food. So that was what He have provided for us, right? And every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there's life, I have given you evergreen herb. What a wonderful God we have, my dear sister, that He gave us everything, right, that we could find our food. Every time we are hungry, He said, why, the leaf of the tree, the fruits of the tree. So that's wonderful. Thank you, my dear. I'm going to open the line for the other reading, you know, because we have some wonderful scripture readings here. And we're going into John, 3rd John 1-3. And I'm going to open the line. I have a few, yes, that my dear beloved can read this one for me. All right, yeah, right? 843-206, your line is open. Can you read 3rd John for me, 1-4? Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. Amen. I will definitely need that. And it says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walketh in the truth. For the Lord says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for reading what the Lord said. I have no greater joy than to hear that, Sister Tamiko, Sister Leola, Sister Cantinelli, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie, that we walk in the truth, and all the other names, right, on Advent prayer line, Sister Carlo, Brother Rick, Brother Richardson, Sister Leola. God said He loved to hear when we walk into the truth. And as we are looking, my dear beloved, on the second coming of Jesus Christ, that He is coming soon, in Revelation 22, verse 1-2, that is the preparation for each and every one of us here who is waiting and looking for the second coming of Christ. And it read, "Jesus is coming soon, my brother and sister. And He showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of food, the tree for the healing of the nation, right? So God gave us the tree of life that one day soon and very soon, my dear beloved, we will be experiencing the tree of life that bear 12 manner of fruit and yielded our fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So, my dear beloved, God loved us so much. He gave us a tree. He gave us the leaf. He gave us the fruit. He gave us the full vegetable, all that we should partake. So we thank God for what God has been doing in our life. And we have to be really, really sit down and just think how much our dear loving Father loves us so. So this is the time, dear my dear beloved, that we can come. We know that the 8 laws of health that God have given unto us. So we're going to open this line that we can share the 12 laws, the 10, right, laws of health that God have given unto us. It's go on and go on. It's more than that. But God is able to restore once again, you know, to our mind and our heart, the things that he wants us to do that we can share with others. So I'm going to open this line, my dear beloved. 240, your line is open. Can you identify
Certainly.
Yourself as we are sharing? Can you share?
Certainly. Howdy do, beloved. This is Steffi. I'm calling from the DMV area, the Maryland area. And I heard Sister Paul added some. I think they're about 10 now, but the 8 that I know, they have kind of switched around the acronym a little bit. And they put God at the beginning. So the 8 doctors that make house calls: nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. So definitely we have to trust God to know that these natural remedies that he has given us, that it's going to work. We have to make sure that the faith that we have is strengthened and anchored in him, believing that whatever he says, he will do through the natural remedy, he will. So those are the 8 doctors that makes house calls. And they're free. I mean, yeah, we pay for water, but, you know, they're free. Should be. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for those 8 doctors that make house calls. And it is free of charge, no charge. So we are going to call those doctors that we can be able to go and share with others to let others know. And I will just give you a little, you know, just a little bit of report. Yesterday I went to the doctor, and you know what? When she looked at the veins and she said the veins is erupted, and, you know, it's good for us to take the medication and that. So I started, my dear, I present to the 8 doctors that make house calls. And I also present to her, you know, what God have given, the provision that he has given unto us. And they know, and you know what she said after I said gave it to her? She said, boy, a healthy 80 year old. I know she's not going to take these medications, right? So I give God thanks and praise that, you know, we are able to share wherever we go the 8 doctors that make house calls. So thank you again, my dear beloved. And there will be soon time for us to have our testimony and praise. But let us read, you know, thanks, Sister Carla, for reading, putting these quotes, and we like to read them, you know, to let you know how much we appreciate her, to remind us, you know, of our body, what God requires from us. So it stated, God requires all men to render their body to him
a living sacrifice, not a dead or dying sacrifice, a sacrifice which is their own course of action, with their own course of action is liberating, filling with impurities and disease. God calls for a living sacrifice. The body, he tells us, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the habitation of his spirit, and he requires all who bear his image to take care of their bodies for the purpose of his service and his glory. Ye are not your own, says the inspired apostle. Ye are bought with a price. Wherefore, we must glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. 1 Corinthians 6:19, 20. In order to do this and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. So God wants us that our body is not ours. So we cannot do anything or everything to this body that God have given unto us. So I just want to thank God for that, those wonderful words. So this is the time, my dear beloved, we are going to open the line for praise report and prayer requests and testimony, right? Let us do one praise report. Let us be temperance in whatsoever we do. So I'm going to open the line here for 843-206. Your line is open. Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I'm so grateful to be here tonight on this prayer line with all my beloved brothers and sisters. And I am so happy, dear Lord, that the Lord has always taken good care of me. I just want to give the Lord praise, honor, and glory, because he's so worthy to be praised. He has brought me and my family through another week. So I praise his great and holy name. And I do have a health nugget here if I can share about fresh air and exercise. And it says here, exercise, especially outdoors, exercise in nature, improves head as well as heart health. It is critical to mental and physical health, and it has been said that motion balances emotion. So if you've got the blues, get out under the blue skies and go for a brisk stroll. Exercise lowers stress, depression, and anxiety. It improves mood, well-being, and mental processing. It also increases learning power. It helps you improve physical health, reduce disease risk, and achieve a healthful weight. Get into the mindset of daily exercising, and you will experience both health and health benefits. Claim the promise in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases their strength. So I just wanted to share that, my beloved, and to just ask for prayer for everyone on this prayer line, all of my beloved brothers and sisters. We are still praying for you. Sister Powell, we're praying for you and all of your beloved family and loved ones in Jamaica. We're praying for Sister Stephanie and Sister Natasha. We're praying for Sister Continelli. We are also praying for Sister Paula and her children as well, and Brother Eli and his mom and his friends. And we're praying for Brother Rick. We're praying for everyone. So just want to lift everyone up tonight and also ask a prayer for my family as well. You know them by name, my children, my grandchildren, my mom Darcy, who's asking for prayer as well. And just want to show the love of Jesus Christ everywhere. Every person that I meet, everywhere I go, I'm still spreading the love of Jesus, and I'm still giving out my health track brochures from Amazing Facts. So I'm just grateful that the Lord is still with me and that I'm able to still go out and speak to people wherever I go. So thank you so much for opening my line. Sister Powell. It's Sister Tanisha from Florida. God bless you all.
Amen.
I love you all. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tamika from Florida. So we'll be hearing, you know, I saw the new number. You have a new number. So we will always remember this number and always, you know, praying for you and your family. God bless and thank you for hearing. All right. 857-505-98, your line is open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Powell. Welcome on the prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God, Sister Powell, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to praise God because, Sister Powell, God is good. He's a marvelous God. He's the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. And Sister Powell, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for praying for me at this moment. Sister Powell, I'm praying for my mother. I'm praying for my mom. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko, Sister Powell. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's beloved mother, Sister Dorothy. I'm lifting up Sister Dorothy in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Florence in prayer. I'm lifting up Brother Tony in prayer. I'm lifting up Brother Taiwan in prayer. And I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's daughter-in-law in prayer, Sister KDN. I'm praying for her. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's sister, Sister Power, Sister Linda. I'm praying for Sister Linda. I'm praying for all individuals. And Sister Power, please lift me up in prayer that the Lord will, Sister Powell, please lift me up to in prayer that the Lord will make me be patient with my coworker, that the Lord will make me respect people's, you know, Sister Powell, because Sister Powell, I'm waiting on the Lord, Sister Powell, and Sister Powell, just like the Lord said to me, Sister Powell, I have to step back, Sister Powell, and wait till the person comes to me, Sister Powell. I'm praying on that, Sister Powell, that my co-workers will come to me, Sister Powell, that my co-workers, Sister Powell, I'm praying for my co-workers, that my co-workers will get along with me. And Sister Powell, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko for praying for me, because Sister Powell, she really encouraged me, Sister Powell, when I was sad. I said, Sister Tamiko, I was feeling sad on the van because what did Brother Javel did to me on at the program? And Sister Powell, you know, I say to Sister Tamiko, I said, Sister Tamiko, Brother Javel is being rude to me, and Sister Tamiko say, pray for him that the Lord will change him from his wicked way. Sister Power, Sister Tamiko, lift me up with that spirit. Sister Tamiko, say, pray for him that the Lord will change him from his wicked way. And Sister Power, I was a little down today, but Sister Power, I'm hanging in there. Sister Power, I'm crying out to the Lord. And Sister Power, can you tell everyone to encourage me on this prayer line at this moment?
Amen.
Tell everyone to
Amen.
Encourage me.
Amen. Amen. Brother Eli. Amen. God is good. God is great, Brother Eli. You have your sister that you can call to encourage you in prayer. And you know the old prayer line is praying on behalf of you, that you can be patient with those individual, your co-worker. And you know what? Your co-worker will look at you, Brother Eli, and said, oh, Brother Eli is patient. All when they're trying to do you a bad, Brother Eli is patient, he's loving, he's kind. And don't look at them, Brother Eli. Just look on Christ. Christ is the one who you have to look upon. So we sure are going to pray for you and your whole family. and these prayer names that you have given on your list. Thank you again, Brother Eli, for sharing. 240, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. I just want to say I come bearing goodness, bearing God's blessings, his grace, and his mercies towards me. I am so thankful that whatever the enemy has laid traps and snares, God is victorious in all things. And so this week was my last week. I was in fifth grade on Monday. And I'm telling you, I could see the hand of God. I could see the Spirit of God moving in those children. I went into second grade. There's some kids that are there that are just out of control. But I see where when we pray, it says the effectual fervent prayer of the what? Of the righteous availeth much. And I prayed, and you all have prayed on my behalf, asking God to calm the storm with those children. And I'm telling you, God has done just that. The Spirit of God has encamped around my room over these children. He has given me a sense of calmness, a sense of the fact that I know that he is able to do all things but fail. So I just want to thank you so much for your prayers. My principal was coming and just like acting. It baffles me of some of the things that they allow to happen. However, I said, God, you are in control. And I trust that God is going to do what he says. When we abide in him, he will abide in us and he will fight our battle. So, Brother Eli, as I'm taking the counsel for myself, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Look to your heavenly Father from whence your help coming from. So thank you so much, Sister Powell. I told my Sister Powell that I saw a principal that I had several years ago, and they did, try to do all kind of dirty stuff against you, and I saw her today, and I'm telling you, I didn't even know it was her. It was another colleague of mine that worked together. We worked together at the same school. He told me, he said, did you see that? That's her. I'm a little person. And I'm sick, but I don't look sickly. She is way littler than me and looks very sickly. And that wasn't who she was before. So I want to leave with you that when individuals do wrong, Brother Eli, when they come up against God's children, God will fight our battles. We don't have to fight the battle. God will fight our battles for us. Amen? So thank you so much, Sister Powell. I ask you to continue to pray for my knee. Pray for my health. Pray for the fact that my strength, I will be strengthened, and I will be able to maneuver and do the work that God has called me to do being in these classrooms. Amen?
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. God is in control, and he promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you. And I thank God for your experience with these children. And you saw that God is working despite of what the enemy is doing. The Lord is holding your standard against that enemy. And these children, by the prayer from each and every one of us, and for the educator, we know that God is going to be victorious in that classroom and with those children. So we just want to thank you again for sharing. All right. Open 518-482. Your line is open.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Farah, for opening my line. All right. I would say, don't give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. This evening, we talk about the green things that God has given us for our health. And I think every one of us knows this. The spinach is very, very good for revitalizing our body. It says sometimes the world is wiser than the children of God. But we as God's people have to learn. if you would just read the Bible, we might be ahead of the world. Spinach, as we know, we all know, spinach has wonderful properties. Not when you cook it, though, but you have to use it green, great, as it is, green, green, yes. Eat it raw. And not only spinach, that leafy vegetables, but other vegetables. It may not taste as good as the fruits that we eat, but you know, God gave us these vegetables. Excuse me. Medicine is intended to taste never intended. Medicine, I repeat, is never intended to taste real good. Medicine has its purpose to heal and revitalize our bodies. But the main ingredients in these green leafy vegetables are chlorophyll and potassium, magnesium, and calcium. Did you know that there is more calcium found in the spinach than either red or white meat? Did we know that? Even better, this calcium is very easily digested. You don't have to worry about the uric acid. You don't have to worry about those things, addictives. The green foods are very balanced. They are balanced in potassium, magnesium, chlorophyll, and calcium. Right there, the body is getting what it needs. It gets a blood transfusion. You know why God gave us green vegetables? Because after the fall of man, he knew that man would have been stricken with all types of disease. And you know, I always wonder when we go to the doctor, why do they have to take your blood? If they don't get your blood, they cannot tell you nothing. They can't tell you what you're suffering from or anything. But you know, all of us human beings are suffering from some disease, and that disease is the blood disease. That's why they have to take your blood. God has given us all of these information to help us to keep healthy and strong. And the other day I was looking for some kind of a simple remedy to instead of using the doctor medication that they were giving me, I was looking for this remedy and I didn't find it. But I came across it this afternoon. If we eat like a lot of proteins, we know that it helps if you have cancer. And you eat a lot of protein, that is what would help the cancer to grow. You have to give them other things, other minerals, not like not the things that we eat normally. What we want to do is to cleanse our system and fortify our bloodstream with vitamins and minerals, so we don't have to use a lot of proteins if you are suffering from cancer. But when we juice green leafy vegetables, like the spinach, the kale, the mustard, the collard greens, it is so rich that you don't have to use it just like that. You should not use it just like that, I would say. You have to dilute it because the chlorophyll in those greens are very strong. And if you have to dilute it in equal parts, Because if you don't do that, you might get dizzy. So you see, God give us all these green vegetables so that we can live a healthy life. And we as Christians, we, if we read God's word and study and use the eight doctors, we will live a healthy life. I don't say that you can't use, you don't have to use these doctor medication. At least I don't try not to do that. But there are things that you could use if we listen to God, ask God what to use. We would, these things would keep us healthy. It would help to our blood count. Because it's just a day ago, 2 days ago, somebody was asking me, they said their husband is very sick. He has a low blood count. I said, well, that is very easy. That's something that we all can get quickly. And I quickly look up, you know, what he should use. And I told her what to go and get, and she got it. And I have to ask, keep in touch with her to find out if he is feeling better, because that is something that brings up your blood count. Very, very good. And if we need it, I would, if you, any one of us need it, I will have to get it. I could get it easily for you. So I just want to thank God for these simple remedies that he gave us. Greens, green leafy vegetables. Very important for our lifestyle. And I just want to thank God for them, because that is what I'm using right now.
Amen.
Dr. Powell,
amen.
In my life, I could share with all of us what I learned.
Amen, amen, so, amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Consinelli, for coming on and share about these very green leafy vegetables. As it said here, it is a duty to know how to preserve the body in the way, in the very best condition of health. And it is a sacred duty to live up to the light which God has graciously given. If we close our eyes to the light, for fear we shall see our wrong, which we are unwilling to forsake. Our sins are not lessened but increased. If light is turned from in one case, cause, it will be disregarded in another. So we just want to thank our dear Sister Scantinelli for sharing the light that God has given unto her. And as we have been reading it in the Word, Genesis a while ago, we saw it is in there that God gave us. He made provision for us. And we are so thankful to God that he allowed us here with this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we can go and share. Brothers, let us live, eat up, enjoy our leafy vegetables, our green kale, our mustard, our broccoli, and all these veggies, callaloo and spinach. Let us use it to the best of our ability. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Cancinelli, for sharing. And we will listen more. She has some more to give us, you know. And also, she also share, you know, about the protein. They are telling you, you are not going to get enough protein from the vegetable, so you have to eat excess meat and eggs and cheese and all these things. That's what they are telling you. But we know that's not right. That's not what God expected of us. So we just want to thank you, my dear, for sharing. Yes, my dear, welcome to Advent Light Health Reform Thursday. I'm asking each and every one who would like to share to press number one. We welcome those from Netherlands, from United States, from Brooklyn, from Tennessee, from Louisiana, from Washington, D.C., Maryland, from Jamaica, from Africa, and all over the world, you know, Japan, all those who are on the internet, we welcome you on Advent Health Thursday. Thank you for joining. 225-337, your line is open, that we can have prayer and go into the message.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sister Power. I called and I called you, Sister Power. I praise God that the line was open. But I want to share, as my sister was sharing about kale, I cooked some kale today. And listen what it says about kale. It's a vision, number one, vision improvement, Sister Power. You know, the doctor said, I didn't used to eat enough kale, but I've been cooking like kale soup, kale greens. It's kale in my rice. It's just some different things with that kale. It said the macula is a small part of the retina that allows us to have three-dimensional vision. Every second, this muscular organ takes oxidated damage by simple touching oxygen. There are also high-energy blue light photons that scientists claim can make our eyes more vulnerable. Eye pigmentation, molecular improvement, overall vision enhancement are all directly related to the intake of lutein, which kale contains more than any other food. Scientists theorize that lutein can also allow us to detect polarized light, which is the phenomena of the human eye. So I thank God that sisters and brothers, I find that kale is cleaner than mustard green. I separated, I bought four bunches, and I got a whole big pan for a lot more. And when I began to clean them and wash them, they had no sand, had no bugs. I washed it. If it had a few, that was it. But let me tell you, I think I washed them three times or two times in the last wash. I washed them with my clean water, with my clean water, not faucet water. And let me tell you, I cooked them. I steamed that onion with garlic, onion, and like a jalapeno pepper, and just let that onion steam until it wilt a little bit. And I just add me some garlic powder, some onion powder, a little, I add the cayenne pepper, salt, you know, some seasoning. And let me tell you, that you don't need to do much to those greens. And you know what? And I said to the Lord, I got to stop searching for this taste. You know, I'm so used to that. We're used to that here in Louisiana. We like taste. And you know what? It tastes good. It tastes just fine enough for me. And they're very good. So, yes, I cooked a lot of kale, and I shared it with my daughter and some other people. So, Sister Powell, that kale is good for the eyes. And just what my doctor told me, my macula, I can't say it again. But anyway, that I need that for my eyes. So I just want to thank God for us being on here, on the prayer line, sharing and my sisters and brothers, you know, sharing the message of health and how they seek out all of the things that help one another. So thank you, Sister Constanelli, for mentioning all these things. And kale was one thing that I cooked today. So thank you, kale and cabbage. I didn't mix them together. They separate. But I cooked both. So I just thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. You would like for me to pray?
No, not yet. Amen. Not yet, Sister Lula. Now I will call you after you're just going on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sister Leela, for coming and joining and also sharing some of the green vegetable that God wants us to have, right? And that kale is good for hives. So, brothers and sisters, let us use these remedies, right, that God has given unto us. He gave us it in Genesis. He gave us it in 3 John that we just read a while ago, and also in the Tree of Life in Revelation 22. So God is good. He's so great. He had made provision for his children. And now, my dear beloved, we all share the wonderful things, all right? So all we have to do is to trust the Lord and obey in what he has given unto us. So we're going to sing one verse of this, and then we're going to have prayer. Sister Leola will lead us in prayer, sing just a verse of this song for us to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a debt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes, my dear beloved, the song said we have to trust the Lord and we have to be obedient. We have to obey, be an obedient child to all what we have been studying, what we have been sharing, and the Lord wants us to trust him because only he can help us in this form. Thank you again, my dear beloved. Now is the time we are going in prayer, general prayer. We have quite a few prayer requests, Sister Katan, Sister Cancinelli prayer requests, Sister Stephanie, Sister Tamiko, Brother Eli, to be patient, myself, and also Sister Leola, and the others that joined. So let us please, I'm asking you just to mention them in prayer, and then, my dear beloved, the next voice you will hear, Sister Stephanie, who will present the message for tonight. Open the line for Sister Leola that she can lead us in prayer. 225-337, your line is open. Can you lead us in prayer? General prayer,
amen,
please.
Amen. 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 Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, on this prayer line to bring each and every soul before you. Lord, asking that you look within our heart. Lord, as we hear your word tonight, Father, forgive us of our weakness, our sins. Lord, please allow your grace and your mercy, Father, to be with us this evening. We ask him, Father, for your Holy Spirit, to open up our understanding and help us, Father, to receive this word tonight. Father, yet we may be struggling what appetite and what problems and things. But, Father, you know all about it. So we asking you tonight, Father, to help us, strengthen us, lead and guide us, Father, in every area. Because, Father, we are weak, and we know thou art strong. So, Heavenly Father, as I lift up also my sisters and brothers on this prayer line, Lord, I didn't hear all names, but, Father, we thank you so much in the line. And we sorry, Father, for starting late. But, Father, we asking right now for the blessing over this prayer line and the blessing of our sisters and brothers. As I lift them up to you, Father, I'm asking that you be with each and every one of us tonight. Be with their children, their parents, everyone, Father. Help us all to know that you said that your charity is love, that we should love one another. And as we love one another on this prayer line, to tell me good things for my health. And, Father, help those are weak to be obedient, but strengthen us, Father, because there's no other help we have but you. So we need your strength, Father, because we are lacking, Father, in so many ways. Father, we see that we need the Holy Spirit to fill us, filling us, Father. As we hear this word tonight, let these words meditate on our heart and our mind, that we'll be able to completely serve you and be obedient to you. And now, Father, as I lift up, she bring this word for us. I pray for her, Father, asking that you be with her as she tell us all the goodness of God. As you put the words in our mouth, Father, I'm asking that allow your Holy Spirit, the power of God, to help strengthen us and help us in every moment and appetite or whatever illness that someone may have. So we thank you right now, and we ask that you bless us tonight, the night while we sleep. And we ask all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Sister, thank you, Sister Leola, for prayer and praying for each and every one. Thank you, my dear beloved, for joining Health Reform Thursday and also for sharing. Now is the time that we all can take part. We are asking you to get your notepad and your pen and your tablet. You know that you can write some of these information, like the scripture passage that we can go over. The next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is the voice from the speaker, Sister Stephanie. 240-988, your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Powell, Sister Leola, for prayer. I also just wanted to share this before I even go any further. I thank God for my mom. I received a package in the mail, and I was very excited. She sent me and her grandkids some treats from the island of Jamaica, and I'm thankful for that. I'm watching him. He's actually just got home from work, and he's sitting in his car. It's something that I do, too. I would come in the car, and I would sit down and just kind of unwind before I come in the house. And so I know he's going to be excited at all of the treats his grandmother sent for him. So I thank God for that and that everything was sent, and it got here in a timely fashion. So thank you so much for that. I'm going to ask you all to pray for me. I am tired. I am tired. I get up 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm out of the house, and today was a longer day for me, because they had a Spanish spelling bee at my school, and I stuck around to kind of support the kids. So I am exhausted. I am not going to try to, sugarcoat it. I was sitting here and just literally you know, getting ready to go to bed. Amen. However, I know that God is going to give me some strength as I have a word that is not of me, but a word that is coming from him. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. So I'm just going to pray a little bit longer. Heavenly Father, I tabernacle with us, with you tonight, as we are here with your people to get a word in due season. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep me alert, touch my lips with coal, so that the message that is coming out is going to be one from you. Forgive me of my shortcoming. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to be a vessel to present your word. And I know that you will be with us tonight. Touch my voice as I hear it getting a little raspier than usual. But I know, Lord, that you have a message for your people. So shower us down with your Holy Spirit. Confound our hearts and our minds. Transform us tonight as you allow your Holy Spirit to fall upon each and every one of us. Touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up, Heavenly Father. You hear the cry of Brother Eli. Lord, let him look to you from whence cometh his help. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
And so I'm going to start here. I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, and I am going to start with all to be workers. I'm going to start with all to be workers, and then I'm going to touch into God's promises. What are some of God's promises for our lives? What are God's purpose for you on this earth? All right, so I'm going to start with all to be workers. And this is coming from out of the Ministry of Healing, Teaching and Healing, page 147. Page 147. All right, it says, in giving light to his people, anciently, God did not work exclusively through any one class. Many times we hear individuals say, I can't read, I don't have I'm not articulate enough, I'm not bright enough to do God's bidding. But you know that God can use the rock. Y'all know that? You know that, yep. God can use the donkey? He can use the donkey. So if you are the vessel that God has chosen to use, he's able to use you and allow you to speak where they're going to say, I've never heard a man speak as such. Amen? So let's not be fearful. Let's not worry, or let's not be anxious thinking that God is not able to use us to do his bidding. Amen? All right, amen. So we continue. Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes, yes.
All right, okay, just want to make sure that you're able to hear me. All right? And so we continue. It says here, Daniel was a prince of Judah. Isaiah also was of the royal line. David was a shepherd boy. Amos a herdsman. Zechariah a captive for Babylon. Elisha a tiller of the soil. The Lord raised up as his representative. Hear that? The Lord raised up as his representative prophets and princes, the noble and the lowly, and taught them the truths to be given to the world. One of the famous scripture that we use every Thursday on this Advent Light Help Ministry Thursday is the fact that God wish above all things that we may prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospereth. He wish above all things that we walk in the truth, right? It says, it gives me great joy to know that my children walk into what? Into truth. Amen?
And this is what it's saying here. God has called us to present his truth. Right? When we are not telling the truth, do you know our health is impacted? Heart rate is beating so fast. You're worrying and you're stressing about, is this person going to find out that we lied to them? And more importantly, what damage it is doing to the kingdom of God as we are ambassador. What is the damage that is doing to us, to others, and to the mission of God when we're not truthful? Have you ever thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
We continue. Mm-hmm. It says, to everyone who becomes a partaker of his grace, the Lord appoints a work for others. Individually, we are to stand in our lot and place, saying, here am I, send me. Isaiah 6, verse 8. Upon the minister of the word, the missionary nurse, the Christian physician, the individual Christian, whether he be merchant or farmer, professional man or mechanic, the responsibility rests upon all. It is our work to reveal to men the gospel of their salvation. Every enterprise in which we engage should be a means to the end. Those who take up their appointed work will not only be a blessing to others, but they will themselves be blessed. I'm going to read that again. Those who take up their appointed work will not only be a blessing to others, but they will themselves be blessed. The consciousness of duty, well done, will have a reflex influence upon their own souls. The despondent will forget their despondency. The weak will become strong. The ignorant, intelligent, and all will find an unfailing helper in him who has caused them. And I'm telling you, beloved, when I'm here praying for others, when I'm here focusing on what am I able to do for others? I don't worry. And my pain, I don't even feel any pain in my knee when my focus is not on myself. I feel my body healing because I'm not focusing on me. I'm focusing on these children. I'm focusing on the teachers that I know they don't have the experience. They don't have the support that they need in order to be successful. So let us not focus our attention on ourselves, but be able to think and pray and intercede on behalf of others. Amen and amen. My next segment that I'm going to read from, it was about my praise lesson. About giving God praise, right? Gratitude and praise. There is so many things that we can complain about. There is so the ailments, the lack of funds, individuals coming at us. I know for me, they striving with me, but I smile every day they see me. I'm letting the Spirit of God work through me. I am allowing the Spirit of God to work through me. Because he says, he who has started a good work in us is going to finish it. Why are we surprised when the enemy is doing his job? We have to make sure that we're on our job. We're prayed up. We have continued to commune with God. We're walking with God like Enoch. Amen? It says gratitude and praise. I'm going to go up here to the healing promises. We need to remember to quote these promises. All right? it says, and I'm in Mind Cure, right? It says, the healing promises. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. There go that word again, trust. There go that word again, trust. Trust is another part of the truth. Amen? The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalm 34:22. So you shall not go without if you are trusting your Heavenly Father. You will not be barren. Amen? It says, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs 14:26. Zion said, Jehovah had forsaken me, and the Lord had forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling, her sucking child? Can a woman forget? Have you ever forgotten your children, no matter how terrible they are, no matter how the fact that they have walked away? You don't forget them. So is true for our Heavenly Father. He will never forget you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Yea, there may forget, yet will not I forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palm of my hands. Isaiah 49:14-15, Amplified Revised Version. These are promises that we can hold on to. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I don't care what you're going through. I know I'm going through the storm. I know every day that I get up, I'm going to go through the trials. Because in Romans, the Bible told us that we are going to go through trials and tribulations. Right? But I get up with a sense of peace, knowing that God has gone before me. And when I look at his record, he has never lost one yet. Amen? It says, for thou, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. And if you continue and read 11 to about, 21? I mean, there's even so much more promises in that verse, right? It says that he will fight your battle, right? It says, yea, that have been born by me from your birth, that have been carried by me from your earliest breath, even to your old age, I am the same. Even to your ears, I will carry you. I have done it, and I will still bear you. I will carry, and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46:3-4. And I want you to think about that, right? We have often been told about the footprint. Right? Many of us have heard that. And this was an individual that was struggling, right? And they were like, where is God? Where is God? And when they were walking in the sand, they realized that there was a footprint there, right? And he said that, I'm carrying you. Our Heavenly Father is carrying us through the storm, through the fire, to the lion's den. There are no situations that our Heavenly Father will forsake us, will leave us alone when we surrender our all to him. Amen? So it says gratitude and praise. Nothing tends more to promote health of body and of soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. It is a positive duty to resist melancholy, discontented thoughts and feelings as much a duty as it is to pray. So when those feelings come over us, anxiety is normal, depression, those type of emotions, but we can rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We can cry out from whence our help coming from. We can sing songs. As I heard, sister, I told you I was tired, and I heard Sister Paul, she started singing, and I was laughing. I was smiling. It brought a warmness to my soul. Amen? So those are things that you are able to do when you're experiencing these type of emotions. It says, it is a positive duty to resist melancholy, discontented thoughts and feelings as much a duty as it is to pray. If we are heaven bound, how can we go as a band of mourners, groaning and complaining all along the way to our heaven, to our Father's house? I don't like complainers. I don't like murmurs, because that's not a spirit of God. Amen. He says that when we come and we're murmuring and we're complaining, he will not accept even our gift or our prayer. Amen? It says, those professed Christians constantly complaining and who seem to think cheerfulness and happiness is a sin have not genuine religion. Those who take a mournful pleasure in all that is melancholy in the natural world, who choose to look upon dead leaves rather than to gather the beautiful living flowers, who see no beauty in grand mountain heights. That's a little choppy. I'm going to read it again. Those who take a mournful pleasure in all that is melancholy in the natural world, who choose to look upon dead leaves rather than to gather the beautiful living flowers, who see no beauty in grand mountain heights and in valleys clothed with living green, who close their senses to the joyful voice which speaks to them in nature and which is sweet and musical to the listening ear. These are not in Christ. They are gathering to themselves gloom and darkness when they might have brightness, even the Sun of Righteousness, arising in their hearts with healing to his beams. Often your mind may be clouded because of pain. I'm going to read that again. Often your mind may be clouded because of pain. Then do not try to think. Have mercy. You know that Jesus loves you. He understands your weaknesses, your weakness. You may do his will by simply resting in his arms. How beautiful is that, beloved? Your Savior is waiting for you to come and rest in his arms. Amen? Amen. It is a law of nature that our thoughts and feelings are encouraged and strengthened as we give them utterance. While words express thoughts, it is also true that thoughts follow words. If we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have, the great mercy and love of God, we should have more faith and greater joy. No tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive the blessing that results from appreciating the goodness and love of God. I'm going to read that again.
Mm-hmm.
No tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive the blessing that results from appreciating the goodness and love of God. Even on earth, we may have joy as a wellspring never failing, fed by the stream, and flow from the throne of God. Then let us educate our hearts and lips the praise of God for his matchless love. Let us educate our souls to be helpful and to abide in the light shining from the cross of Calvary. Never should we forget that we are children of the heavenly King, sons and daughters of the Lord of hosts. It is our privilege to maintain a calm repose in God. It is our privilege to maintain a calm repose in God. I told you I was going through, they were coming at me, saying all kind of stuff, and I was just a calm as can be. And I knew that was not me. I knew that was the Spirit of God. It says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful, Colossians 3, verse 15. Forgetting our own difficulties and troubles, let us praise God for an opportunity to live for the glory of his name. Let the fresh blessings of each new day awaken praise in our hearts for these tokens of his loving care. When you open your eyes in the morning, thank God that he has kept you through the night. Thank him for his peace in your heart, morning, noon, and night. Let gratitude as a sweet perfume ascend to heaven. When someone asks how you're feeling, do not try to think of something mournful to tell in order to gain sympathy. Do not talk of your lack of faith and your sorrows and suffering. The tempter delights to hear such words. When taking on gloomy subjects, you are glorifying him. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to read that again. When taking on gloomy subjects, you are glorifying him. The devil, have mercy. We are not to dwell on the great power of Satan to overcome us. Often we give ourselves into his hands by talking of his power. Let us talk instead of the great power of God to bind up all our interests with his own. Tell of the matchless power of Christ and speak of his glory. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned, have mercy, to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. I'm going to read it again. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. Is that you? They guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? Thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway. Let's sing praises. Let praise and thanksgiving be expressed in song. When tempted, instead of giving utterance to our feelings, let us by faith lift up a song of thanksgiving to God. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone up. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne
who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. I'm rereading that. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. All glory and praise to the God of all grace, who has brought us and sought us and guided our way. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with the fire from above. The chorus says, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement. As we thus open the arch to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have health and his blessing. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen and amen. And this little portion, I just read this little portion, it says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Psalms 107, verse 1 through 2, 105, 2 through 3, 107, 9 through 15, and Psalm 42, verse 11. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This command is an assurance that even the things which appear to be against us will work for our good. God would not bid us be thankful for that which would do us harm. It says God would not bid us be thankful for that which would do us harm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the day of trouble, he shall keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I sing him. Psalms 27, 1, Psalms 27, 5 through 6, Revised Version, Psalms 40, 1 through 3, and Psalms 28, verse 7. Here ends the message that God has put on my heart to speak to you today. No matter what you're going through, beloved, know that God has already won the battle on your behalf. Let us give thanks. Let us give praises. And let us not dwell on the work of the wicked one, because then we're highlighting him. Amen and amen.
Prayer. Thank you,
Heavenly
my dear
Father,
beloved.
We come before you. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're so thankful for the word that even while we're going through the storms, even while we're going through the fiery darts, even while we're in the mercury clay, we know, Heavenly Father, that your hands are upon us. We know that victory is your name. We know that you have already won the battle. So we pray, Lord, that you will help us to have praises on our lips, no matter our situation or circumstances, standing ourselves to others, learning as we learn tonight that the pain will be removed when we focus our mind upon you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. I pray that we will leave here today, not the same, but with a transplant heart, knowing that you are the truth, you are the light, and you are the way. And when we look to you from whence our help cometh from, you will manifest yourself in our life and in our situation as you are our shield bearer. You are our rejoicer. You are our comforter. Lord, I thank you, God, for this word today in due season. We pray, Lord, that you will leave, it will leave an indwelling mark in our minds and in our heart, and we will continue to sing praises on our lips now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that presentation. And my dear beloved, on this line, I would give you a little chance. We have a few minutes. This was a wonderful love letter come down from us this evening. This is a bread from heaven. And I do know that some one of us is here, you know, want to, if you do not understand, can you press number one for a comment or a query on this study, you know? And God said in his word, we must give thanks of every moment for what he has done for us. And he's expecting his children to praise him, and he doesn't want us to be murmuring and complain. So you can, if you have any query of what we have studied a while ago, give you a few minutes. We just have a few minutes that, you know, you can share. Right, so I'm opening this line. I saw some hands up. I am going to open this line, 518-482, on this study. If you have a query, you know, you could. And I will enjoy the study.
I have no query. I just enjoy every word I was taking in, all the encouragement from the Bible. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of thy righteousness. And when I read this one in Isaiah 41, it has so much encouraging words here. It says, when the poor and needy seek water, there is none, and the tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. So when we have all these powerful texts that we can use to comfort us, Sister Stephanie, especially when you're going through all of your little trials at work, these are really text to, you know, to sing about in your trials and move about with God in such a respectful way. And I know that these verses help you. So may God bless all of us as we sit down and listen to these encouraging words, because we are going to need these texts. I hope you wrote them down. They're very, very interesting. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my life. God bless.
Amen, amen. Sister Stephanie, you want to respond? Sister Stephanie, you want to respond?
Absolutely. Because this is what brings me through. I mean, I have always been, I told my mother, that I saw, and I shared with you all that I saw the principal, one of my former principals, and now I recognize now, I didn't understand it at the time, I recognize now that it was a spiritual warfare, because we try to fight things in our own flesh. But I recognize that it was a spiritual warfare, right? And I see her now, and I have to lift her up in prayer. I'm going to ask you to lift up R.E. in prayer. She looks so sickly. I mean, like she's wasting away. That woman was bigger than me. And anybody know me, I'm not a big person, and she is tinier than I am. I mean, just like she's wasting away. And so you look at, they moved me from the school where I was. And I look at her and say, look at God. Look at God. I'm not even going to look at God. And now I'm seeing her withering down, because when you come up against God's people, he is going to, the revenge belongs to him. So when I walk in the building, people are like, how can you walk around with a smile on your face knowing everything? That because I'm reciting these promises. I am saying, God, I know you're not going to bring me here to leave me now. I know, God, you have a purpose for my life. I know, God, you're going to fight my battle. You're going to give me the right words to say. You're going to share the light through me. And so, yes, Sister Continelli, absolutely.
Amen.
These are the things that keep me. These are some of my favorite scriptures. And you too, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, is able to quote these scriptures back to God. He says, prove me. Amen. So thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I open a line for one more person before they caught me. 225-337, your line is open. You have a query, a question on the subject that we just heard a while ago. 225,
I just want to say that we do know that God is, he is the one that pay revenge, and we don't have to. And I just praise God for his goodness, because when I hear Sister Stephanie speak of the enemy and how the enemy, I'm telling you, all you have to do, the Bible says, pray, and pray for your enemy, and your enemy don't know that God is the one to pay revenge. You don't have to. And you just love that person, and I'm telling you, that is not, it's easy to say. It's easy to say, brothers and sisters, but that's a hard thing to do. But through Christ, you can do it. So as I was listening to what Sister Stephanie was saying, you know, when I think about Stephanie and Nicole with the teachers and what I heard what all the other teachers are going through, you know, we as sisters and brothers and moms and everyone, we lift y'all up in prayer, because we know what these teachers and what these people are going through. They may feel as though they getting ahead of you or hurting you, but you know what? But they don't know the revenge that God said that he will repay a person that turned against his child or his people. So I thank God for that. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for the word and the health message as we continue to listen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that query. I think somebody else, like, put their hands up. 843-206 on the subject that we just heard.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. I appreciate that. And I did want to share here with that we should never forget that we are children of the Most High God, the Most High King over all the earth. We are sons and daughters of the Lord of hosts. It is our privilege to maintain calm and response in God. So we should never forget who we are, who we belong to. And any problem and situation that we are going through, May we always praise the Lord. And as Sister Stephanie brought out in the Ministry of Healing, we should sing songs. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement as we just open our hearts to the sunlight of the Savior's presence. And we shall have health and his blessings. So I just wanted to share that, and we should always give praise and thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I just wanted to share that. But I thank you so much, and I did bring my mom on the line. I'm not sure if she dropped off, but I wanted to encourage her to come on the line so she can listen and know that the Lord is good. So amen. God bless you all. Amen. Thank you for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Tamika, and everyone for really sharing. God is so good. He is so great. You know, we have a tree tonight, and we must now realize that we have the God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in the Most Holy Sanctuary, interceding on our behalf. And the battle is not ours. The battle is for the battle is his, right? So let us always remember, and we thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation, and allow us that we may know that we are not of our own. We are no, we are bought with a price, and the Lord wants us to be obedient and to trust him and to follow him, and also to share with those out there who do not know. So I thank God for what he has done. He gave us a little time, 9:03, and he still did not interfere with us. So I'm so thankful. So, my dear beloved, I'm going to offer another word of prayer. And then tomorrow night, we remember the last day event. And Sister Carlo will be hosting tonight, tomorrow, and also Brother Ricardo. So we're asking you to invite. Let us try to invite some other brothers and sisters on the line and pray for our other brothers and sisters that used to join us. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for that treat that you have given unto us tonight. New blessings come from above, and we want to thank you. And now, dear Lord, as we are going to depart from this line, pour your blessings upon us. We lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John to you, Brother Rick, Lord, and Ashley and Jarvis, Lord. We lift them up to you, and many, many others, dear Lord, and also our youth, Lord, the teachers, the educators, and the children, Lord Jesus. We lift them up to you once more. And we ask you to cover them under your blood and help them, dear Lord, as they follow you. They are expecting, Lord Jesus, to be your representative. So we lift them up to you. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. Blessings that you have given unto us, and help us that we can give you praise in due time, out of season and in season. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. And thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. I want to thank
Amen.
You again, my
Sister Powell.
So we do. Yeah.
Sister Powell, I was just sharing with you. Tomorrow is Vesper, and the Sunday night is last day event. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow is Sabbath Vesper. And then
yes,
Sunday
yes.
is the event being hosted by Sister Leola on Sunday, and then
yeah.
tomorrow is Sister And we're asking you all to pray for the Advent Light Ministry. They have we collectively have a mission coming up in Louisiana. What are those dates? Is it June 14th or June 13th through, I think, about 5 days? And so we want
yeah.
you to pray if you have some time and you're able to go, you know, reach out to Sister Paola and Sister Leola. As well as they are going to be working in the vineyard to win souls for God. Amen? So I just wanted to put that
yeah.
out there.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my dear, for reminding.
Sister Paul, one more thing. They're going to be, Advent Life is going to be starting back. I know you all missed it. That Monday night Bible study with Brother Richardson, that is going to be coming shortly. All right, so look forward to that. So now you're going to be able to have Advent Life 4 days out of the week. Amen. Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
So look forward. Information will be coming to you soon, all right?
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear. So good night, my dear beloved. I will just close off with my special song, Lead Me to Calvary. And thank you for joining, and let us all meet tomorrow. God.